Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-hosts, have Tammy Haldeman and Tom Terbrock. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
We are doing fantastic. So want to jump right into this because when we look at how do you save money for a trip, like how do you afford a vacation, how do you afford those type of things?
Just making extra money in general.
Right. Sometimes you have to find a way to make extra money. Mm-hmm. And we all have situations that come up where we need to make extra money. So we have the 12 best ways to earn extra money in 2015.
Nice. Just give a shout out to thepennyhoarder.com is where you got this.
Yes. Yeah. So thepennyhoarders.com. Or the pennyhoarder.com is the website where this came from. So this is actually not our ideas, but we're going to break them down and give our opinions on them. So let's jump right into this. Number one, Tammy.
Get paid to get in better shape. This is talking more about like if you want to do a boot camp, like start that, or maybe you're into yoga. Well, Tom,
that's for somebody
into yoga.
That's for somebody that's already in good shape.
Yeah.
Okay. But they also have, I thought it was an interesting idea for somebody who's not necessarily in shape. There are two sites they gave, Healthy Wage and Diet Bet.
And Diet Bet is like time all of us here would get into a group and we'd challenge one another and place a bet.
I like that.
And whoever meets the goal, then we split the pot.
Family members almost give a sponsorship if you meet your diet bet.
I think
you can make some money for getting in shape.
Keep the money in the family. But Diet Bet does charge a fee. I'm not sure what the fee is off the top, but it's kind of a cool idea.
Sure.
So number two.
Yeah. Earn extra money by listening to the radio, Tom.
Now we're talking. Very smart.
Or by reading emails.
Right.
There are a number of websites out there that will pay you to listen to the radio, read the advertiser's emails, and also to take surveys. So the author of this blog has done a bunch of them, and one that she recommended was Inbox Dollars. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we'll have a link to this. We'll put this post on our website at DougHaldeman.com where you can get the links to every one of these. So Inbox Dollars will pay you $5 just for signing up, and they'll give you $120 per year just to listen to their radio station.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of interesting.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So number three. Share your info with Google. So basically, there's a number of companies
Aren't we all doing that anyway?
Yeah, pretty much. But if you share your information, including Google, they'll pay you to install their apps on your cell phone. And as long as you keep it for every month that you keep an app on your phone, they'll actually monitor that and they'll pay you for that.
Right. So the apps collect the data from your cell phone and they help the companies better understand web and mobile usage better. So you know, what times of the day people browse, how long they stay on websites, use the apps.
Right. I'm not going to be a millionaire from this, but it's about, on average, about $400 a year some people can make.
Right, $400 a year just to have a few of these apps on there.
I mean, that's
not bad.
Sure,
right.
Man.
Right.
Well, yeah, the apps like Smart Panel, Nielsen Mobile Panel.
Which
is another
cool.
One.
That's neat.
Yeah, Google ScreenWise Panel. Or mobile expressions are all different sites, and we'll make sure these links are on our website too.
Yep.
So number four on the list.
Now this one is something you've talked about, but this kind of gives a new spin. Open a second bank account. So the folks over at Nationwide are willing to give you $200 just to open a checking account, and you go, what? So obviously there's some rules and some things that you have to do. But it's not that hard. You have to you need to deposit $50, and there's a special offer code that'll be on our website that you put in, and you have to keep it open for 90 days in order to receive that $200. But why not, Tom? That's easy.
Oh my goodness, absolutely.
Hello.
Right. Yeah, they have some rules about just keeping an automatic deposit going into the account every month.
Yeah. Did it say how much you had to have?
I think a $200. You have to deposit at least $200 in your e-checking account.
In the 90-day period?
Right.
Okay.
So an interesting one, you know, if you want to bank there.
Double your money.
That's not
better
bad.
than the casino.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, number five on the list.
Write a letter to the member of Congress. You want to take this one?
Okay, so you know, etiquette book that says never discuss politics at the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you love a good political discussion and need an outlet, or if you just want to earn some extra money working from home, consider working for one of the two grassroots advocacy groups that offer work-from-home opportunities. So New Wave Advocacy, LLC, and DDC Advocacy both have home operations, and these groups will end up paying you to be able to work for them. You can work 20 to 25 hours a week and earn 12 to 15 bucks an hour working from home.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's pretty cool. So I think that's
absolutely.
Very, very good. So number six on the list, and we're talking about the 12 best ways to make extra money this year. Number
this
six.
Is great.
Tammy?
Oh, okay. Leave Google. I'm not sure. Whatever you want to say.
Right.
Google. So if you spend a lot of time on searching online, you might want to just leave Google and go to Bing. Bing actually gives you reward points for searching and looking things up. So it's a great way, and you can have gift cards. Basically, it'll reward you in gift cards to things like Amazon or Toys R Us or Starbucks, things like that.
So if they can't win the Google search business, the web search business, they're going to buy it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Why not?
Number seven is to write an article for one of these blogs. So there are certain blogs that will pay you up to $100 to write an article for them. So,
and one of them is Crazy Coupon Lady.
Yeah, Crazy Coupon Lady. Listverse is another one where you can earn money for writing some blog posts.
Gotcha. Right.
Or Babbel is another one, actually. We have a lot
Babbel is Disney's parenting website, basically. So you can give some good advice on how you want to parent your kids or not parent your kids or whatever. But you can blog about that on there.
All right, number eight on this list, I thought was pretty unique.
All
Check your wallet for strange $1 bills. Okay.
Okay.
If you ask, what the heck does that mean? Okay, so the collectors at CoolSerialNumbers.com have created a list of their most wanted serial numbers. Okay, so you could check all the dollar bills that you get, and if any of them have any of these sequences on the serial numbers, then they'll pay you sometimes really high amounts of money to buy that money from you.
$500. Hey, why not, Tom? You never know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Can we change for this 20, please?
Right. Anyway,
$100 to $2,500.
All ones, please.
Yeah, for your $1 bills. That's pretty cool.
That's really neat.
Right.
It's, talk about easy money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So number nine, answer some trivia questions. So basically what this is, there's a site called Reward TV. So if you're a diehard TV watcher or series watcher, I'm not, but if you are, you can make some money on this by answering, you know, who was killed off the Game of Thrones last week. And if you know these answers, you can actually earn about $15 to $20 a month is what they're saying to do this.
Well, yeah, especially if somebody watches a lot of TV anyway.
Sure, man.
Yeah, you make an extra $15 to $20 a month for
sure.
Yeah, answer some trivia questions. Yeah,
absolutely.
Number 10, we've covered this a lot on this show, is sell some of your old stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's and it's a good way to make some money, you know, just get some of that money back.
Tom, didn't you do that with some of your stuff?
Absolutely, and it was great, and it was easy and quick.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, there's so much stuff we can sell that around, and then we just accumulate junk. let's make some money by it.
There
people love junk, yes.
Now, this one, I've heard of this before, actually. My daughter is into taking pictures, but this one is take pictures of your friends.
Number 11. Take pictures of friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds easy enough. But there's an app called FOAP, I'm guessing I'm saying that right, FOAP. And you can upload your photos and charge your friends $10 for their photo. So it's the eye. It's the eye of the camera. You know, like if you're really good at...
Well, no, it's not charging your friends $10. It's you upload the photos.
It. And if someone wants to buy it.
Right. If they pay $10 for the licensing for the photo.
Right.
And
yeah, I guess I worded that word.
And you make $5 of it.
Okay.
So it could be landscape photos.
Mm-hmm. Could be anything.
Right. It could be
people
That then they can use, whether it's a blog post or something commercially.
Right. Yeah.
And you sell the license to it for, they sell
makes
it for $10.
It easier because being in the marketing side of things, it was a little tough to sell your pictures that you would get. So this makes it very, very simple.
Yeah, it's a pretty, pretty cool
pretty
idea,
easy.
Actually.
Yep.
Because we all like to take pictures on our phones.
Yes, we do.
I don't know how the selfies would sell, but, you know, never know.
All right, number 12.
Scan your groceries. Now, I might try this one. I'm not
What's
sure.
What's this now?
If you scan your groceries, it's the Nielsen Consumer Panel application app. So basically, when you go to the grocery store, you can scan each of your items. And basically, what they're doing is trying to find out what you're buying. And it's another consumer reports kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll reward you for that.
Right. They give you gift points that you can redeem for different types of merchandise. Mm-hmm. You can choose electronics, jewelry, household items, or even toys for your kids. So the longer you stay on the panel, the more opportunity you have to earn points toward prizes. So definitely another interesting one. All of these things, you know, none of these are massive amounts of money.
No.
Here's where I think it applies. If you have a fixed income or you have a job where you only make a certain amount of money and you don't have an opportunity for overtime, these are things that you can be doing on the side to increase your earnings and be able to save money to put it away.
Mm-hmm.
Save it for your next vacation. Save it for your next, save it for your retirement.
I mean, if you're sitting in the doctor's office, all of a sudden you're making money.
That's
kind of
nice.
Cool.
That's
right?
Real nice. Yeah.
Waiting for the MetroLink to get there. You know, mm-hmm. Never know.
All right, guys. And if you want to see these 12 steps, visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. And we'll have a listing there. We'll also repost the audio from this if you want to listen to it. And this is a rebroadcast of thepennyhoarder.com. So coming up from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios, we're going to be talking to Jay Grossman from iAutoAgent.com about the five biggest mistakes that private sellers make when trying to sell their car online. And we all know the dangers that comes with that.
Yes, we do.
That have come up
right.
Recently.
Yeah.
Right. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.